Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Joining us now, Texas Senator Ted Cruz is with us. Senator, I will tell you, I have prioritized your race as one of the most important to me personally. I've known you for a long time, number one. Number two, we're friends. Number three, you have done a phenomenal job as a U.S. senator, and unlike many of your colleagues, you are willing to fight for the principles that you state in campaigns and fight hard, and you mean what you say, and you say what you mean, and I wish we had more of that.
Well, Sean, thank you, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your leadership and your friendship, and you're right. This race is a real fight. Chuck Schumer's made explicit that I'm his number one target in the country, and they are coming after the state of Texas. I think Democrats understand nationally that if they can flip Texas, that the country's gone. And so they are going to spend over $100 million this cycle trying to beat me. My last race in 2018 was at the time the most expensive Senate race in U.S. history, and we won by under 3 points. It was 2.6% was the margin last time around. They came very close the last time, and Schumer's going to spend all that money. George Soros is spending millions in Texas, and they want to flip the state blue, and we intend to win, but we're going to...
Hey, by the way, if that happens, Senator, please forgive me for interrupting. If that happens, it's over.
Yes.
It is over. America, no Republican can win without the state of Texas. And I know you have a big influx of people from California, and we'll get to that in a second. So those voters concern me on your behalf. All right, but continue.
Yeah, look, we've got a massive influx of voters from all over the country. Some are coming to Texas because they want to be free. Those guys, I'm great. But others, their job transfers to Texas. They're coming from blue states, and many of them vote just the same way as before. And so Texas is a real battleground. We've also got my opponent is a very, very liberal House member who has voted 100% with Nancy Pelosi his first 4 years in Congress. He votes 100% with Joe Biden. And I got to say, look, the ad you just played and the coalition we launched today, Democrats for Cruz, we are seeing Democrat office holders. We're seeing sheriffs, we're seeing former mayors, we're seeing small business owners and ranchers and teachers and parents who are Democrats supporting my campaign. And the reason is the national Democrats have gotten so far out of step with the mainstream. They've abandoned common sense. And whether it is the open borders that are invading Texas and people are seeing the enormous consequences, or whether it is skyrocketing inflation or out of control crime, people want strong common sense defense of liberty. And I'm really proud. I've worked hand in hand with a lot of local leaders, particularly in South Texas. And you look at South Texas, which is paying the price of this invasion, and we are seeing Democrats who've been Democrats their entire life coming out and supporting my campaign. That's very encouraging.
I will say this. You have, and as good as you were in your first term as senator, I would argue in your second term, you have become one of the most consequential conservative voices, consistent conservative voices in D.C. and on the front line of every fight out there. You don't shy away. And in that sense, you know, when you're a fighter, you're going to end up, I guess, alienating some people. But however, I know that your fight is rooted in core conservatism and the principles of conservatism. And I think it infuriates the left in large part because of how effective you are. I think there's a reason that they're going to invest all of these tens of millions of dollars against you.
Well, look, you're right that you know, you have senators who come to Washington and they just desperately want to stay here. And the easiest way to stay in Washington is just do nothing. Don't rock the boat. Don't take any principled stands. Don't engage in any fights. Just go along to get along. If there's a multi-trillion dollar bill, you vote for it. You shower money. You spend like drunken sailors. And you don't take on the swamp. And that's the best recipe to get reelected historically. But what the hell are you doing if you're doing that? I came to Washington because 30 million people wanted someone to stand and fight and do what he said he would do. And I got to say, the stakes right now, I think, are so enormously high. We're not fighting over little stuff. I honestly believe we are fighting over whether we save this country, whether America remains a free enterprise nation or we devolve into socialism and debt and despair, whether we defend our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, or whether we give up our constitutional liberties. And I'll tell you, the way we're standing up to the $100 million that Schumer and George Soros are going to spend against me is that we've got millions of people across the country who listen to your show, who then go to my website. It's tedcruz.org, and they go to the website, and they give $25 or $50 or $100. And that's really what powers our campaign, or each of your listeners. Every time I go on radio or TV with you, your listeners, your viewers, they go to tedcruz.org, they make a contribution, they sign up for a recurring contribution each month, and it's how we stand up to the media onslaught, the Hollywood onslaught, the big tech onslaught, and the hundreds of millions of dollars from Chuck Schumer and George Soros.
It really is that important. And I want to say one other thing, because now every state, I would argue, every city, every town is a border state. You have been on the front lines of this from the get-go. And let me give you an example. I know it's one that you remember, and I've told the story before. But when we were seeing, and even in the midst of COVID, Joe Biden, when he first becomes president, you know, they had their little cages, which they didn't like. They didn't want anybody to know about, you know, with overcrowded, with young children all over the place. And add to that, in the middle of this pandemic, and yet we, as hard as we tried so hard, my team on my TV team is great. We tried to get the images of this. They wouldn't let us anywhere near those cages with kids in them. And they did have to allow elected officials in. If I remember correctly, you were told not to videotape.
Yep.
And you went in. And if it wasn't for you videotaping the utter overcrowded conditions in the middle of a pandemic and then being willing to share them with the world through my TV show, we never would have known how bad it was. And I think it eventually ended up changing policy. And I remember interviewing you at the time, and you said, Sean, they told me to put my camera away. And I said, no. I mean, am I telling that story accurately?
That is exactly right. You know, the prior administrations had all allowed journalists and TV cameras in to film detention centers. And so George W. Bush had let him in. Barack Obama had let him in. Donald Trump had let him in. And Joe Biden, they desperately didn't want people to see the kids in cages, because Democrats had gone on and on during the Trump administration about kids in cages, kids in cages. They never mentioned it was Barack Obama who built the cages. And once Joe Biden was in office, the cages were bigger and they were more full. And so they shut down all TV cameras. And you know what the excuse was why they told you couldn't send your cameraman in? They said the cameraman might have COVID. And that was the reason they wouldn't let him in. Now, mind you, they had thousands of people packed into these cells right on top of each other. They had COVID infection rates that were through the roof. And so I went in, and they couldn't keep members of the Senate out. So I went in and I pulled out my cell phone and I just began taking pictures and videoing it. And the Biden administration had sent a little political bureaucrat from Washington down there to stop anyone from recording what was there. And she got in front of me and said, "You're not allowed to do this. You must turn this off." And I just said, no, I have a responsibility to 30 million people. I'm going to record what you're doing. And she started screaming, you know, show some respect. I said, "You show some respect. You're the one that's put these people in cages. You're the one that's opened up the border. You're the one that is resulting in these people being in the custody of human traffickers who are assaulting them and brutalizing them. And you don't want America or the world to know about it." And so I was really grateful when I took that video that you put it out and that the media all across the world put it out.
All right, quick break. More with Senator Ted Cruz, the great state of Texas. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, BYRNA. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation, without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Warren Trump cages for kids. They were built during the Obama era, and then they were built out further when Joe Biden became president. Because remember, for his first 100 days, he rescinded every Trump policy as it relates to the border. We got a tape of Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, literally saying, we rescinded so many Trump border policies that I can't even list them all.
Yep.
Well, okay. They did it with a stroke of a pen. Now, and then for 3 years, Senator, they have lied to us. And you know, because you've been down there more times than you can count. I just was down there again recently. And I will tell you, those policies, they did it with a stroke of a pen. They've lied to us, said the border's secure, border's secure, border's secure, border's closed, border closed, border closed. Now, all of a sudden, that it's a big campaign issue in this presidential election year. Now, all of a sudden, they said, well, we put forward a border bill in the Senate. Well, that border bill allowed 5,000 people in a day before they would even trigger any type of action at all. And it allowed discretion for both the DHS secretary and the president to ignore the law anyway. And basically, it was going to codify the law breaking of the Biden administration and aiding and abetting in the law breaking as it results in the border policies of them. And they wanted it codified into law. And nobody with a working brain would have gone along with that deal. So they're saying, well, I want to fix it, but they won't help me. It's terrible what's going on down there. It's a big an election year conversion as I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, no, look, that's exactly right. It was a terrible bill. It was designed not to secure the border. It was designed to put into law Biden's open border policies forever. And that's why the bill collapsed. Once they released the text, within 24 hours, it had collapsed of its own weight because it was a terrible bill. You know, I'll tell you, when you see the consequences of these open borders, they're devastating. And I spend a lot of time in South Texas. I spend a lot of time in the Rio Grande Valley. And nobody there can see the dead bodies of the migrants who die. That nobody there can see the children who are horribly brutalized by human traffickers, the women who are violently sexually assaulted by human traffickers. Nobody can see the over 100,000 Americans that died of drug overdoses and defend it. And, you know, it's striking. Number one, when I'm in South Texas, literally every day when I'm down there, I have people coming up to me saying, I'm a Democrat and I cannot support these national Democrats. Their policies are incredibly harmful and you're fighting to keep my family safe. But number two, it was striking, you know, yesterday we had Super Tuesday, we had the primary, and now my Democrat opponent, very liberal congressman named Colin Allred, lost virtually every single county along the Rio Grande River, virtually every county. He got 58% of the Democrat primary, which means over 40% of Democrats voted against him, and overwhelmingly that was South Texas, because they're seeing this invasion that Joe Biden has caused, and they're not interested in voting for an open border Democrat like the one running against me.
I urge people, what is it, tedcruz.org, I believe it is, or for people, when I was down at the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass and Shelby Park with Governor Abbott, Senator Cruz was scheduled to be with us for that show with Donald Trump, but Chuck Schumer scheduled votes, and we did miss you being down there. Anyway, Senator Cruz, I mean it. Your election is important. We need strong conservative voices, and it's always a pleasure to have you on. We're not going to leave you hanging out there to dry by yourself. There are people that appreciate your fight, and we're going to continue to make people aware of what they're trying to do to you down there.
Well, Sean, I appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do every day, and thank you to your incredible listeners, the patriots who are standing up and saving America. I am grateful. I'm proud to stand with you, and I'm grateful for your commitment to doing everything it takes to pull our country back from the edge of the cliff.
That's exactly what this election is about. It really is that dire. Senator Ted Cruz, thank you. Hey, you've heard me talk about our friends at Byrna, BYRNA, and the Byrna Launcher. Look, I own them. I am a customer. I give them away as gifts to so many people. They all want one when they hear me talking about them. I'm like, all right, I'll give you one. No problem. Anyway, Byrna, BYRNA, it is a non-lethal alternative that can safeguard you. Legal in all 50 states, no permits, no background checks needed, and it's designed for easy use by anybody. Everybody needs a personal safety security plan. How do you protect yourself, your family, your business, your employees if that God forbid moment happens? Well, with Byrna, it literally fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds, and it can incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. I please beg you to go to Byrna.com/Hannity and take a look at these videos. It is a great option. I'm also a big believer in the Second Amendment. I have the lethal option. I've had a license to carry my whole life, but I like having the choice. And if I can use the non-lethal option first, I'm using it. Anyway, Linda, you've become a big fan like I am of Byrna.
I really have. And one of the things that we want people to do is go to Hannity.com, go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Check it out for yourself. These are regular, everyday people who have used Byrna to protect themselves in life and death situations where they didn't have another option, and they were able to protect themselves, get distance between them and the criminal, and keep it moving and call 911. That's what we're really trying to do here. I mean, it really is a wonderful solution, and you just have to see it for yourself. You got to go to Hannity.com.
Anyway, we've been telling people about all these real-life situations that have happened and how Byrna has helped save lives. Anyway, make this part of your personal security protection plan for you, your family, your business, your employees. Go to Hannity.com or Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off on any purchase. That's Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity today.
Jobs. Joe Biden can't spell it, and he can't keep them for the American people. Check out the Sean Hannity Jobs Forum today. Now, Hannity's on Coast to Coast.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Hey, in these tough economic times, what if I told you you could save a lot of money and not sacrifice service at all? Well, it's possible thanks to our friends at Pure Talk, my cell phone company. And you get the same exact cell towers and the same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And guess what? The average family saving close to $1,000 a year. You can join the hundreds of thousands of us that made the switch. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. And now's the perfect time because you'll also get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. And by the way, no four-line requirement, no activation fee. You get a brand new Samsung that is built to last with a quick charging battery, top tier data security. Now qualifying plans start at just $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data, and you get mobile hotspot. Anyway, it's simple to make the switch. Dial #250, say the keyword save now, and claim your eligibility right now for your brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and save a ton of money for the exact same service. That's #250, keyword save now from our friends, my friends at Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. I will tell you, the mob, the media, I was watching a clip on Mediaite of MSDNC. They actually laughed at the idea that, you know, it's so funny. Ha, ha, ha. Republicans actually believe that the border is the biggest issue of all time. And as I'm watching this, I'm saying, do you people not read? Are you really that ignorant? Or are you just, you know, how is that possible? Yet circle back Jen Psaki. And, you know, the biggest conspiracy theorist on TV, Rachel Maddow, and this MSDNC panel laughing at voters deeming the border crisis the most important issue. Listen to this.
I mean, if you look at some of these exit polls, I mean, I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yeah. I mean, again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very contested area.
Build a wall. Like, what? I mean, when I was in New Hampshire, people were talking about the northern border as a threat. Because Trump has indoctrinated people with this fear of people who do not look like them being a threat to them.
But, as you know, I mean, and every, you know, every election cycle, when there's, particularly when there's a Democratic incumbent, we get reminded about the borders. And the borders become a thing again. And then if there's a Republican in office, we don't think about them anymore. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, on Earth One, the FBI reports that violent crime in America is at a 50-year low. Yeah.
And migrant Earth crime One, is not a thing.
And it's migrant not, crime is not a thing. And you live on Earth One.
Now, here's one problem. So they can mock away all they want. What about the Venezuelan illegal immigrant that was charged with sexual assault against a 14-year-old girl in Virginia? Renzo Mendoza Montes, previously detained, released U.S. Customs Border Patrol protection, El Paso, Texas, September 2nd, 2023. Yeah, what about the details released by Virginia authorities about arresting a 32-year-old Venezuelan national illegally in the U.S.? Want me to keep going? They want to keep making fun of Americans that see this for what it is? What about the capturing ICE agents recaptured an illegal immigrant charged with rape of a woman released onto the streets of Virginia? What about that one? In this case, an illegal Honduran immigrant charged with rape, kidnapping, and assault released onto the streets of Virginia despite a request by ICE to hold him until they could take custody and deport him. That was in 2021. What about also an article this week that came out, a man who crashed into a 27-year-old Washington State patrol trooper. His name is Christopher M. Gadd. He has a name. Anyway, he was watching for speeding and DUI. He was struck and killed in a three-vehicle crash. And the investigation into the crash found the SUV was driven by a 33-year-old by the name of Raul Benitez Santana, who was headed southbound. And his vehicle veered off the shoulder and struck the trooper's patrol car. He's dead. His family will never see him again. And I can keep going. But the government doesn't like to keep records of violent crimes by illegal immigrants. And it's unbelievable. But this is how corrupt the mob, the media is in our country. I mean, it's that bad. I never thought it would get this bad. Listen to media Democrats blaming white people and voters. This is your mob media Democratic Party. They're basically all one and the same. Listen.
These white men, old, by the way, mm-hmm. are not protecting women.
So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them.
All he has left at this point are these angry white men and women that align somehow with the Confederacy.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-gay geodemographic group in the country. Second, they're the most conspiracist group. Anti-democratic sentiments. They don't believe in an independent press, free speech. They're most likely to say the president should be able to act unilaterally without any checkers. So the most strongly white nationalist and white Christian nationalist. And fourth, they excuse or justify violence as an acceptable alternative to...
We do not do well with white men, and we don't do well with married white women. And part of that is an identification with the Republican Party and a sort of ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever, believes you should.
Our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
I think that women, white women in particular, want to protect this patriarchy here because it's to their benefit. Yeah. They want to make sure that their husbands do well. They want to make sure that their sons do well. They want to make sure that their children do well. And they want to make sure that they do well. Most of the women in some of these studies are married white women, and they do fall in line with what their husbands are doing, how their husbands are voting.
But you know who else needs to be held accountable? The group of white women who have overwhelmingly voted Republican for decades, enabling these conservative lawmakers.
And then it gets even worse. You want to talk about crazy conspiracy theories? Yeah, just go to MSDNC. And one thing that Bill Hemmer said yesterday, they don't want to even let Donald Trump give a speech. Oh, without we can't allow disinformation of the former president. Meanwhile, for 3 years, they basically have echoed all of Joe Biden's lies, you know, like the border's secure and the border's closed. They've never called out Joe Biden for his big lie, or I never spoke to my son, brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals, a big fat lie, or any of these issues. They don't call him out on anything. And they think he's cognitively, according to liberal Joe, he can't handle the truth. F you. This version of Biden is intellectually, analytically, the best Biden ever. Really? Let's listen to some of the people like Rachel Maddow or Crazy Conspiracy Theories or Joyless Reid.
We're about to find out if the new president of our country is going to do what Russia wants once he's commander-in-chief of the U.S. military.
We haven't ever had to reckon with the possibility that somebody has ascended to the presidency of the United States to serve the interests of another country rather than our own. What's the corrective to that? How do you remedy that? These are no longer hypothetical questions. This is where we are. He received the Order of Friendship from Vladimir Putin personally, the highest civilian award that Russia gives to non-Russian citizens. Somehow Rex Tillerson ended up as U.S. Secretary of State under Donald Trump, who he'd never met. China and Russia can do this today, now, whenever they want to. In other words, we're relying on their good graces that they're not. And it is like negative 50 degrees in the Dakotas right now. What would happen if Russia killed the power in Fargo today?
The coverage of Ukraine has revealed a pretty radical disparity in how human Ukrainians look and feel to Western media compared to their browner and blacker counterparts. But if somehow they manage to stumble into the Supreme Court, do any of you guys trust Uncle Clarence and Amy Coney Barrett and those guys to actually follow the letter of the law?
Tim Scott standing there to provide the patina of diversity over that round of words, that basket full of words.
Yeah, that represents the mob mentality that I keep talking about in the media today. It just does. By the way, Linda mentioned this earlier in the program. You know the iconic picture, right? Of World War II. Now, my dad, I just did a little background. He fought 4 years in the U.S. Pacific. And anyway, it's pretty amazing because what we have here is probably the biggest woke story of all time. And woke officials at the Department of Veterans Affairs, they banned this iconic video, World War II, Times Square, a kiss from agency buildings, claiming it no longer fit the values of the VA. Well, that since has gotten overridden by the VA secretary, Dennis McDonough, who, you know, very publicly reversed it. But the photo captures an ecstatic U.S. sailor kissing a nurse, you know, passing by to celebrate the end of the war with Japan. It was, you know, victory over Japan Day at the time. I mean, it was a big moment. I remember my father, I talked to him about it. He's one of the happiest days of his life. And anyway, long story short, you know, the left's war against history continues. You got Google AI now, you know, making the Pope a woman, George Washington black. I mean, why don't they just stick with facts and the truth? Why do they have to distort everything and put in wokeness everywhere? Why don't they just tell the real history, good, bad, and ugly? Anyway, so you have this Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs, you know, declared the famous August 14th, 1945 Times Square kiss picture inappropriate because the smooch wasn't consensual and said it needed to be promptly removed. Never mind that the nurse in the video, in the picture, in the photograph, didn't have a problem with the photograph, understood that the sailor was caught up in the joy of Japan's surrender when he randomly kissed her. And by the way, the sailor and this woman later became friends. I mean, you can't even make this up. I thought of you when I read that story.
Listen, these are the same people that want to say that John Wayne has toxic masculinity. You know what I'm saying? He's an icon. You don't like him. You don't like the quiet man. You don't like Clint Eastwood. And yet all these liberals are the ones we see in all these movies. You know, they're gunslinging. They're fast talking. They're stopping crime. They're blowing up buildings. It's nothing but guns and violence and sex and debauchery. Do me a favor. Save me all of your, I'm so upset. I'm offended. I don't care. You know what's really good about America? You can close your eyes. You can turn it off. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to subscribe to it. A lot of other people really like it. The problem is, and this goes back to the AOC thing yesterday that we were talking about, is that there's one side that gets to have all the feelings and all of the opinions and has all the rights to do all the things. And then there's another side that has to sit quietly by and say, you're right. You're right. It's like, it's like the yes dear of America. Guess what? I'm not yes dearing anybody. Not a damn person. In fact, I might go out and buy 1,000 of those postcards and just start taping them up all over the place just to piss people off.
Thank God you're not woke or I'd say yes, dear.
Never in a million years. I mean, you know, it's just so crazy. And you look at these things, like they're getting rid of all of the DEI stuff because there's a lot of people out there. I always remember, was it Howard Stern that we covered, Sean, during the Obama election? And he sent somebody up there and they said, oh, how do you feel, you know, about the election, you know, especially because you can't get ID. And they were asking all of these black voters in Harlem and they're like, what are you talking about? I have an ID. I can go vote. I don't need assistance. Like the whole patronization of an entire culture because you think you're enabling them from a bunch of dumb white liberals. It's such a crock. I'm like, I don't know who you think you're appeasing or who you think you're working towards, but it should just be the best person, whatever the gender, whatever the color.
I can eliminate every woke HR department in America tomorrow. I'll just one page, you know, and you can keep out the first part, the golden rule. That's what it's called. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself, and add treat others the way you want to be treated. People follow that. Guess what? You don't need the extra 10,000 pages that every woke company, which is every company now, they have to do it. It's mandated in many states, have to go through. I want to remind people, though, you got to be safe and secure if you're out on the road with your family and you take it in the beautiful views this year and that noise comes and your car breaks down. Well, you want to make sure you call CarShield before that happens for a couple of reasons. One, you get free roadside assistance with every plan. That means your family's going to be safe and secure fast. And number two, they will protect you from the really expensive repairs that are just got the prices have gotten so out of control. And with the cost of new and used cars now setting records for a lot of people, they're keeping their car a lot longer. Anyway, if your car's out of warranty, your car, your truck, your SUV, you want to call CarShield. Once you get a rate from them, that rate will never go up as long as you own your car. You get protection on over 5,000 major parts and systems. You make the phone call, 800-587-5060. That means if your engine seizes up, your transmission, the electronics go south, they're going to take care of the cost of that. And you get to pick the mechanic or dealer, whichever you prefer. Anyway, you won't have that big expense. For some people, it could set you back a year or two. It could be so expensive. That's how crazy the costs are to repair your car. Anyway, protect yourself from the unprecedented rise in the cost of parts and repairs. Call now, 800-587-5060, and mention my name. You'll get 20% off, or just go to carshield.com/Hannity. All right, let's get to our business. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll continue 800-941-SEAN. We roll along.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and all their ill-begotten gays of Putin's kleptocracy.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
Hannity Tonight, 9 Eastern. We are loaded up. Full, complete analysis, reaction to last night's Super Tuesday results. We'll check in with Senator Tim Scott, obviously, on President Trump's shortlist, along with others. Victor Davis Hanson, Joe Concha on the mob, the media. Wow, what they did at MSDNC is so beyond the pale. We'll check in with Brian Brenberg on the economy, Ryan Priebus, and James Comer. Now talking about criminal referrals as it relates to the Biden family syndicate. All happening, 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity Tonight on the Fox News Channel. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. You know, Mike Lindell is passionate about helping Americans get a great night's sleep. Now, this all started with the original MyPillow. Now, after the pillow, he focused on bedding, and he created the now famous Giza Dream Sheets. And for a limited time, you can purchase a queen-size set for only $59.98 or a king-size for just $10 more. Just go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com and get these deep discounts. Now, Mike and his team at MyPillow, well, they continue to be canceled by the big box stores and attacked by the media. They do appreciate all of your support during these times, and they want to thank you by including a free autographed copy of Mike Lindell's memoir with any order today. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, check out this sale on Giza Dream Sheets, and when you click on My Square, you will find other great deals on other great MyPillow products and 60% off their original My Slippers. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or call 800-919-6090 for these great limited-time specials. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.